It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That might have been the most love I've seen John Lopez get for being a word nerd, being pedantic. Everybody was like, no, it is a shutout.
Yes. I should have known. Thank you, people.
Baseball is the
place. Shout out to the baseball people out there. Mm-hmm.
Baseball
Seam
is the
heads,
place.
Baby.
100%.
Seam heads.
We in that space. We are in that space. All right. We're 3 weeks, 3 weeks and a day out from the first round of the NFL
draft. It's coming up quick.
22 days. April 24th is when the lights will turn on and the Titans will officially be
Green Bay
on the clock. That's such a
weird. Isn't that weird?
Thing, man. Yeah.
It's in Green Bay.
Now, that's one of the places where I'm just like, man, I still don't think they should be, you know, binning about.
It might be 30 degrees.
Draft. It could be.
It's
it
April. I mean, there's still cold weather. You know that, Figgy.
Yeah.
It might be 30 degrees and raining out up there.
Yeah. More power to the people that, like, just in general, that are like, I like going out to the draft. Like, again, more, you know, different strokes for different folks. And if that is like the level of excitement that people have, absolutely do that. But I don't know that I'm in that space. However, things like this do get me excited, particularly in the mock draft space. Let's do a little bit of a mock draft check-in. This really caught my attention here. Bruce Feldman of The Athletic. I didn't realize that he did this as well, but I know that there's some people that when they're mock drafting in this industrial complex that we have of the draft, some people will kind of do things that they're just, you know, they're going off of their scouting and what they think teams should have and what they should need
and opinion. Those types
and their opinions.
Like, I think this.
And it's useful. It's important. I like it. However, I value greatly the dudes who also then take this to a level of I'm getting information, because then it feels a little bit more predictive in a different way. Because I think the mock draft exists as an opportunity for you to feel different, different iterations of what could happen. But I love the idea of getting an idea of the way the teams are thinking. And Bruce Feldman's one of those people that does that. Dane Brugler's another one that does that. There's some other folks in there. But Bruce Feldman put out, and this came out today, his 2025 mock draft, his fifth annual, in fact, that is based on the intel that he's gathered from talking to college coaches and NFL sources. And so I mean, we could bounce around this and maybe get a little bit of idea of what's happening around the league. But, of course, I know where we want to start, huh?
Yeah.
It is at 25 with the Houston Texans.
This is intel.
This is intel. Now, I do wonder, before I even get there, how much intel do you think he's going to get here when it comes to the Texans, especially knowing that the Texans are pretty tight-lipped?
No, the Texans are, but I think every team, more so than anybody on the outside, kind of get a feel for which direction every team is leaning. And they do it deliberately. They do it through a number of sources because they want to know how the draft might fall to them. You know, they have three or four different scenarios. In fact, when we were talking about, you know, Caserio on the on Texans All Access earlier, that's one thing I didn't mention. He did mention that about, you know, we're sort of evaluating all the possibilities in 100%. Front of us. Well, that's not just his opinion.
No.
That's information that he's trying to cull and gather. You know,
so
this is very important in terms of maybe getting a little better insight on where the Texans are leaning or this team is leaning, et cetera, because they're getting it from sources in the league.
All right, so at 25, Houston is at 25 here. He didn't start doing trades.
Mm-hmm.
It is a pick that they have had that has been prominently mocked to them.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, do you guys want to guess who they have selecting, who Bruce has the Texans selecting?
Is it the most obvious, Gray Zabel?
It is not Gray Zabel, but you are right that they did not go wide receiver here.
Okay.
This is offensive line.
I'm trying to think.
There's one more that feels
Booker.
Obvious. It's not Booker.
Kelvin Banks.
It is Kelvin Banks, tackle for Texas.
Yeah.
I bring you to a segment that I like to call reading.
Okay.
With Laremy Tunsil off to Washington, Houston needs help at tackle. Let me pause there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that? Because we've looked a lot at what's happening here on this offensive line where you have Cam Robinson on the left side. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the left tackle this year. It's pretty evident that that's there. The right side, I'm starting to wonder what's happening there because Blake Fisher, I think I've fallen back to the pack. We've had conversations about do you need to see more from Blake Fisher? You guys very much were in that place, to correct me if I'm wrong, where you were like, no, I still need to see
more.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially
absolutely.
For this year.
Mm-hmm. I was in a place where I was like, I thought I felt pretty good, but looking at some things yesterday, I was like, maybe I'm not as sold on Blake Fisher absolutely holding down right tackle. Maybe you Titus Howard back there, but could you be interested in seeing Kelvin Banks at tackle?
Well, first, you asked, are we good with them at tackle?
Yes.
Yes. You didn't even mention Trent Brown.
I didn't, and I keep not mentioning Trent Brown.
On purpose.
Maybe not on purpose, but like, pseudo purpose, because I don't know. I like, of all of the additions that you brought in, that was just kind of like, he's one of those ones that's a little more to me, especially. I feel like, and this is the wrong way to do this ranking, the most additions when it comes to the offensive line, Ed Ingram's up there, and then Trent Brown's next for me, even though he's a big, massive dude that has a capability. I view him more as depth. Obviously, he'll push and, you know, give competition, but I view him more as depth.
I view him as a teacher's pet. And that gives him a big
damn.
Come on. I mean, we're being honest. I mean, I think, you know, he's here for a reason.
Sure,
you know?
Absolutely.
He's here for a reason. It's not just his play. So I view him as a teacher's pet, and I think that gives him a little bit of an edge. So a little bit of a surprise that it's tackle, not necessarily. Although Kelvin Banks can play some guard.
Yes, and I think that's always been something that's been really interesting since I really like kind of dug into that. Mm-hmm. The idea that he could start at guard and kick out to tackle at some point with continued growth. Is interesting to me, that flexibility to try and get your best five on the field.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I continue my segment called Reading. There are a couple of intriguing options here at 25. Ohio State's Josh Simmons is exceptionally athletic, but still a bit raw, whereas Banks is more seasoned. 6'5", 315. Banks won the Lombardi Award in the Outland Trophy in 2024 after starting 15 games at left tackle. Despite winning some individual hardware, Banks has had his share of struggles in 24.
Mm-hmm.
Sources at Texas said that he was dealing with an ankle injury that he was playing through.
Mm-hmm.
UT folks speak highly of Banks' competitive maturity, which impressed them early in his career when he was matched against Alabama's Will Anderson and Dallas Turner. He more than held his own, which we know, right?
Yeah.
Like the film of Will Anderson Jr. and being able to hold your own against him, I imagine weighs heavily in that Texans organization. They love his ability to recapture his balance when he gets knocked off his center and can stay connected to the defender, displaying uncanny body control and core strength. Quote, I think he's more of a right tackle, but he has good feet and can anchor, an SEC defensive line coach said. He's a better run blocker than pass protector. And another person said, quote, I'm not as high on him as I think everybody else is. That's from a power four defensive line coach.
Mm-hmm.
He is skilled, but I didn't think he was great in space, close quote. So you have a positive and a negative there from the coaching or from the college coaching level. So with all of that there, what jumped out to you with Kelvin Banks?
With the experience. Nick Caserio loves him some SEC players. He loves him some guys that have a lot of experience, and he loves him some versatility. All of that is Kelvin Banks. All of it. So, yeah, I think it does. It kind of adds up. But I also don't know if he's even going to be in, you know, I know people have him mocked down to 20 to 25, 26 or whatever. Man, I think he could go higher. My own personal thoughts is, he might not even be remotely, a possibility for the Texans there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
He seemed to be around a lot in various mocks, but that's a possibility. I mean, that's one of the things that's been talked about this kind of tier of players in that late first round is that there's a lot of them, and they're, it really just varies on who you like. I talked a few times about Mike Tice having his ranking, and of course, he was ranking tackles as well, interestingly enough. But you look at even the tackles, or no, I think he ranked some offensive linemen because I think Gray Zabel jumped up in there. But, like, the way that people love Gray Zabel, he was a little bit lower when he was talking about kind of his top five guys. Yeah. He loves Josh Connerly, who I have started to develop a little bit.
I've read a lot of him crush in the last week or so, and I'm with you on that, yeah.
And speaking of Josh Simmons, mind you, Bruce Feldman has Josh Simmons going immediately next to the Cleveland Browns after actually having them trade up. So he is doing trades here, but he has the Texans standing pat, which I wonder what knowing that he is working off of some level of intel, what that means to you. But in speaking about Josh Simmons, he says, Buckeyes coach say that the 6'5", 317-pounder can run in the high 4.8s, low 4.9s, freaky athlete, vertical jump, high in the 30s, still raw, spent just 2 years in Columbus after transferring from San Diego State. Coaches believe he'd be top 10 if he'd remain healthy. So obviously talking a lot about that portion of it and not very much about that, kind of anonymous scout that had said that, there's some kind of maturity issues. Actually, Todd McShay had also said something similar there.
So I don't think that's going to be a go for the Texans.
So in an instance where you have, because those are the two kind of offensive line guys that are still there at that point. And mind you, Emeka Ibuka, he has going to the Raiders at 32. So
he'd be on the board.
Emeka Ibuka on the board.
Who would be on
Simmons
the board?
Simmons on the
curious
board.
Like, let's say they do, the intel says that the Texans would be leaning that way, but the intel also says there would be some guys available there. Who are they?
Well, let me work in reverse here, because Gray Zabel would be off the board at 23.
Okay.
That's a guy that I imagine you like. Interestingly enough, he has Colston Loveland falling to 22 with the Chargers, and Colston Loveland seemed like he was a guy that was not going to fall all that far, although I believe he still has at 14 with the Colts, Tyler Warren. So they're still going to be, it feels like that is guaranteed. Yeah. The Colts are going to come out of this first round if mock drafts and all the intel's to be believed with the tight end that you're going to have to contend with because both of those guys are really good. But looking at it, Derek Harmon, the defensive tackle out of Oregon, would be gone off the table. That's one of those guys that maybe you look at. Obviously, one of the beloved guys that a lot of people want would be Matthew Golden going to the Denver Broncos at 20. He would also be gone. But that's close enough to move up if you were so...
If you were
in love.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems like those are the guys that would be gone. I think Donovan Jackson is still on the board. A guy that has been, you know, obviously mocked a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot to the Texans. A guard.
So they would pass on Jackson in this scenario.
Yes, but I think a lot of mocks have had them passing on Jackson. Booker would still be on the table here as well, because he would not have been selected in this Bruce Feldman mock draft. Like, how do you like when you bring all these, and again, not a ton of names here, but Emeka Ibuka, Josh Simmons, Connerly still on the board, tackle out of Oregon, Booker still on the board, the guard out of Alabama, all those being passed to make sure that you get the offensive tackle, but a guy who can slide into guard reasonably, Kelvin Banks out of Texas.
Yeah, look, I think Connerly is getting a lot more attention. I think he also fits the mold of what the Texans like. Experienced, you know, a lot of snaps, big dude that can maybe play more than one position. So that would be an interesting one. And look, you know, as much as this is within the league, all the intel that they get, you know, they still have to filter through some BS too. You know, they still have to kind of figure it out. So it could still end up, you know, a wide receiver at some point in there, or maybe even an altogether different position.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the Bruce Feldman mock draft that came out from The Athletic that seemingly leans into a level of intel, although it seems to land in the same place that a lot of mock drafts are, where you know you add an offensive lineman, particularly a tackle. And from the 832, they said, we need help more with guard than with tackle. These mocks don't really know us. And I think that I feel you on that. I continue to look at the interior, especially with the messaging that D'Amico Ryans has been levying, right? The idea of inside, we want to block from the inside out. And that, you know, you have two guard spots that you want to get a lot better at. And the guards competition that you have is maybe Titus Howard, but Laken Tomlinson, Ed Ingram, and then, you know, some of these younger guys that you have in there. It feels like, that feels like a great place to drop in an offensive lineman. But at the same time, and I know that tackles, like the tackle positions, we're starting to move a little bit away from the idea that they're so much more valuable in the interior line. However, they still are a more valuable position, and if you get a high-level player, I don't know that you're set on any of these tackles. Like your tackle positions still feel relatively open for the next 2-3 seasons.
Not only that, but a lot of tackles start out somewhere else in the NFL. A lot of them, you know, start out at guard or whatever, or right tackle, and then go to left tackle. So, yeah, I think it's definitely a possibility.
Yeah, and of course, I'll mention for the third time that Kelvin Banks' ability to slide into guard early on has been mentioned a lot of times, and it's appealing to at least me personally.
Yeah.
There you go. In the loop, right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about the time where we do our lunchtime confessions, brought to you by the Men's Clinic. We will do those next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.